And honor Tim Barrett, Pastor Tim Barrett, as he comes and shares with us and brings the word of the Lord to us tonight.
Am I on? Check, 1, 2. Can everybody hear me? Amen. Are you excited to be here tonight? Oh, wasn't worship awesome? To come into the house and to worship and to be able to give our all in our worship before the King of Kings. Amen? Very exciting. I want to thank Pastors Perry and Lois Payne for inviting me. Amen. And all the ministry here to have me out. Hallelujah. And to minister tonight. I don't know, but I like being set up. How about you? Come on now. Has God ever set you up with something? Amen? Well, the words that just come forth and the songs that come forth tonight just really ushered in the presence of God. Amen? And I can get my iPad to work here. Here we go. I just felt like tonight that God was really wanting to inspire you that even though the things that you're walking through, the situations and trials that you face, you know what? They're not yours. Come on. Do you hear what I'm saying? They're not yours. How many face situations every day? Amen? The enemy likes to kick them in there, doesn't he? He likes to just pile them up as much as he can to keep us distracted, to keep us worried about what's going to happen next. Well, I'm here tonight to proclaim the word of the Lord to you that the battle is not yours. But it is God's. Amen? Did you hear what I'm saying? The battle is not yours, but it is God's. Let's go to 2 Chronicles, amen, chapter 20. Hallelujah. Now here we have the story of Jehoshaphat, amen? Starting in chapter 20, verse 14, it says, "Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael," and I may get some of these wrong, "the son of Mattaniah, a Levite, the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly, and he said, 'Listen, all of you of Judea, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord.'" I'm here tonight to proclaim, thus says the Lord unto you, do not be afraid or dismayed. Look at your neighbor and say, do not be afraid. Even the things that the enemy brings against you, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Say, the battle is God's. Look at your neighbor and say, the battle is the Lord's. Tonight, everything that has come against you, it all belongs to God. That's why he hung on the cross. He gave his life for us so that we may be set free. And that all of our sins, all of our chains, all of our shackles, everything that would so easily beset us, belong to him when we surrender all to him. "Tomorrow, go up against them. They will surely come up by Ascend of Ziz." I'm not real good with all these terminologies. "And you will find them there at the end of the brook in the wilderness of Zerul. You will not need to fight in this battle." Look at your neighbor and say, you won't need to fight. Come on. How many have given your heart to the Lord tonight? How many have the Holy Spirit dwelling in them? Huh? The battle is not yours. I'm here tonight to declare that the battle is not yours. It belongs to God. Now, how many know that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords God of all creation dwells within you. Come on. Think about that for a moment. It's kind of hard for me to wrap my head around it. The God of all creation lives right here. His Holy Spirit dwells right here. That's why the Bible says that the power of your words brings life or death. What do you believe and what do you profess? If we profess negativity, that's what we're going to gain. If we profess death of the circumstance or situation we're facing, that's what we're going to gain. But if we begin to speak and decree the Word of God over that circumstance and situation, if we begin to allow the Holy Spirit to arise within us, the God of all creation, the God of the heavens and the universe, if we begin to allow Him to arise within us and the Word of God begin to come from our mouth as we prophesy and as we decree and as we pray and as we release that, the battle is no longer yours, but it is God's. And I'm here to tell you that He can take care of it. How many know He can handle it? But so often we want to tell God how to do things, right? I know you guys don't ever do that, right? You guys never tell God how to do anything, right? Well, you know, God, I need this, but this is how you got to go about it. Nobody's ever said that, right? I know I'm not the only one here. I've done it. But when we allow the Holy Spirit to arise within us, when we really truly begin to believe the Word of God, that it is yes and it is amen. The Bible tells us what He speaks will not come back void. It will not come back empty. But when it's declared, it brings forth and produces life. The battle is not yours, but it is God's. When you will not need to fight in this battle, position yourselves, stand still and see. Did you hear what that word said? Position yourselves. That doesn't mean turn tail and run away. It doesn't mean go hide in the corner. It doesn't mean hide behind the door. It doesn't mean run to the bathroom when the prophetic teams come forth. It means to position yourself so that you can stand in the authority of God and see His will be done in your life. Come on. As some of you may think I'm going to fall off up here, but I'm believing and trusting God that I'm not. But we need to position ourselves so that God can begin to do the work. How many of you get a job that you worked hard for? You had to work to get to that position that you're at, right? It's no different in the kingdom of God. You have a position that God created you specifically for. Well, now let me share this with you. It's not a position of glory and praise. It is a position of humbleness and serving. That is our position. That when we position ourselves to serve the King of Kings, when we position ourselves to serve in ministry, God can begin to take us to a new level. God's anointing and His power and authority can begin to arise within us. That we can really begin to trust what the Word of God says. How many trust Him? You trust Him in everything, right? Huh? Come on. So I saw some hands kind of like, maybe. It is important to know that we have to walk and position ourselves according to the Word of God. It means making ourselves available to accomplish all that God has for us. And we cannot accomplish these tasks if we hide, if we surrender, back away, if we walk away from what God has called us to do. How many have a testimony of how God has saved your life and ministered to you, healed you, set you free? Huh? There's your testimony. That's how you begin to open up and begin to share what God is doing in your life. Positioning yourself to be the testimony and be the Word of God alive in you. And when you've done all you can do, how many's done all you can do at times? Come to the end of your road. You've done all that you can physically do to make it work, to make it happen. How many know that's what God, not what God's wanting us to do? He's not wanting us to do away with it. He's wanting us to position ourselves and make ourselves available so that God can move. But when we've done all we can do, to stand. Amen. Say stand.
Stand.
Anybody here know what stand really means in the Word of God? Huh? When you position yourself and you take a stand, it means you're drawing the line in the sand. This is where I'm positioning myself, upon the foundation in the Word of God. I will make myself available, but now I've done all I know to do by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. Now it's time for Him to do the battle. Position yourself and stand and see the salvation of your God. Who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem? Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Now that doesn't mean we quit our jobs and walk away from everything that God has brought us through. That means we continue to seek after Him, that we continue to serve Him, that we continue to allow Him. And we need to have spiritual eyes. We need to allow the God of all the universe to open our eyes. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I just release that spiritual anointing for the spiritual eyes and ears to be open. Father God, for any door of opportunity, any window of opportunity that opens, Father God, for ministry right now, release it to a new level in this house in Jesus' name. Father, in the ministry, in the marketplace, in the workplace, Father God, in the home, Lord, there are places where Your anointing needs to come to a new level, and Father, I release it right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank You tonight for Your Word, O God. Lord, we thank You for Your anointing. Do not fear or be dismayed. Hallelujah. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head and his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord and worshipped their Lord. Then the Levites and the children of the Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up and praised God, the Lord God of Israel, with a voice and a loud high praise. Yeah. Let's all stand to our feet and give Him a loud shout tonight of praise. Hallelujah! Yeah! We worship You, Lord. We glorify Your name, O God. We give You the praise and the glory. Woo! Woo! Yes! Oh, I don't know about you, but that began to sound like an army to me. See, I like it when God brings His army together. Amen. So they worshiped with a loud, high voice. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness. And as they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe His prophets, and you shall prosper." How many know that this whole word right here is the holy word of God? Amen. Spoken and given to us, that we may grow and that we may live and that we may know Him more and more. Do not fear and do not be afraid. Did you realize that in the King James Version, God speaks this 385 times in the King James Version. The word fear is mentioned. Do not fear. Why do you think that is? I like feedback if you haven't known. We need to hear it. How many get discouraged sometimes? And we need to hear from our fellow. She got you with that one, huh? And our sister. Our husband, our wife, our friends, our relatives. We need to hear that God is in control. And we need to know that we are lifting one another up and praying for one another, not tearing one another down. 62 times in the Bible says, fear not. 62 times. And about every single time that the Bible says, fear not, it's mentioned that God was present. An angel of God was present. Fear not. I am for you. 26 times in the King James Version, it makes reference to do not be afraid. You know what? I believe that there is a fear not for every second that we walk. Amen. Because the enemy is out there roaming about trying to see who he can devour and take down. And if he can place fear upon your life by any means or circumstance, he's going to do it. And why is he going to do it? To get you off focus from God, to get you off track from his purpose and plan, to take you out of what God has purposed and planned for you. He'll do it. You know, I missed church the last two Sundays because of all the snow. And it was hard for me to miss church because I enjoy church. I enjoy coming together with the saints of God, the army of God, and giving worship and praise to our Heavenly Father. That means I had to make an effort on my own. Come on now. Listen to what I'm saying. On my own to worship. To make a special set aside time. Now I had a lot to do. Unfortunately, I not only pastor, but I also clear the parking lots and move snow. And I help do maintenance around and we're working on remodeling homes and houses there on the property, so I'm very busy. Now, how many know the enemy likes to get you busy? But I'm not busy for him. I'm busy for the kingdom. That's the difference, see? But still, you have to make time to enter in and to worship the King of Kings. Because if you don't, the enemy will slip something else in there. He'll cause that time to slip away. How many have dedicated time every single day to pray? Come on. That should be every single person in this house. I'm going to challenge you. Start with 10 minutes. Set aside 10 minutes one time throughout the day. Just 10 minutes. Set it on your calendar and stick with it for 1 week. And at the end of that week, you'll find that you're hearing God a lot easier. That things don't upset you quite as quickly. And that God can speak to you a lot quicker. And we're a lot easier to motivate and to move. I'm going to challenge you. 10 minutes. That should be everybody. And I guarantee you, it will change your circumstance. It will change your position for God. It'll make a difference. Did you know that fear has to be accepted? Did you know that in the beginning of time, the Bible says in Genesis that we are created in His image and His likeness? I'm going to stretch your thinking here a little bit. Did you realize that in God's image, in God's likeness, there is no fear? There is no fear in God. What He speaks, He believes, and it comes to pass. There's no doubt in Him. I can accomplish what I say I can accomplish. The Holy Spirit in you tonight says, I can accomplish what I decree in your life that I can accomplish. In you, there's no fear. Come on. You are in the spitting image of God. Image and likeness. That means a copy of or a duplicate of. Come on. Look at your neighbor and go, you look like God. You have to accept fear. I saw some of you laughing at one another. You're not supposed to laugh at each other now. You are made, the Bible tells us, you are made in the image and likeness of Him. That's special. He has created you for a specific purpose, and that's to serve Him. Amen?
Amen.
Fear will never change your circumstance. Did you hear what I said? Fear will never change your circumstance. In fact, it's going to make it worse. Huh? Come on. You have to accept it. Now, what would happen when the enemy brings fear upon you? Because fear is not of God, right? Fear is not of God. We're to be of sound mind, right? Fear is not of God. Now, what would happen if the enemy brought fear upon you and you accepted it? What's the next step?
Depression.
I don't want to go there. What's next? Everything begins to compile, doesn't it? Begins to build up upon us. But what if we were to make a stand and position ourselves by the Word of God, and when the enemy brings fear in our life, we say, no more. I am standing on the foundation of God's Word, and I will not accept this, but I will trust and believe in my God because the battle is His. The battle is His. Here's a good one for you. I want to write this down. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. That means if you accept the fear, you no longer have faith to stand. You no longer have faith to trust. You no longer have faith to see God's Word proclaimed and it be active in your life if you accept fear. Fear will never conquer your circumstance or your enemy. Think about that a minute. If you're facing a circumstance right now in your life and you accept fear, you'll never go any further. Instead of going up, we go right on down. But when we position ourselves and take a stand and trust and believe in the Word of God, He becomes our focus and not the circumstance. I almost spoke a word on focus tonight, but I felt like as we begin to worship that this is where God wanted me to go. So I'm going to bring focus into it. We need to focus on Him who provides for us. When we take our stand, we need to focus in the Word. We need to read the Word. We need to devour the Word. We need to understand the Word. We need to pray and ask God to open our ears that we may hear what He is speaking to us when we read the Word. We need to pray that God will open our eyes that we may see the Word active in our brothers and sisters, and that we know what we need to pray for to encourage them to go further in what God has for us. We need to encourage one another. God speaks to His children over and over again in the Word, and He says in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you." How many need a little strength tonight? "Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Isn't that awesome? The God of all the universe is here to help me. And you. All we have to do is trust in Him and position ourselves. Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Isaiah 43:1. But now thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. How many is redeemed of our God tonight? And I have called you by name. Look at your neighbor and say, you are His. The Word of God says you are mine. God has laid claim to you. You are special to Him. Luke 12:7. But the very hairs of your head, and we all know this one, are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore, for you have more value than many sparrows. You know what? How many is that detail? That you know everything that's in your house, where it belongs, where it goes. Huh? How many is that detail? Miss Lois is. Pastor Lois? She's that detail? You might have to run a little bit faster to catch up with her. Oh, but you know what? Our God pays that much attention to us. He knows the details of our life from beginning to end, from end to the beginning. He knows to this point, right now, this very second, He knows how many hairs you've lost out of your head. That's detail. He knows how many pair of shoes you've been through in your lifetime. He knows the very words that you've spoken. A God that loves us that much to keep us that detailed has got to speak to something. How awesome is that? That not only does He know that for Pastor Perry, but He knows that for me. And He knows that for you. Look at your neighbor and say, He knows that about you. He loves you enough that He knows that about you. That's pretty awesome. Verse 15. There in chapter 20. And He said, listen to all you of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed, because a great multitude, for the battle is not yours. God is saying, don't grow weary in the battle. Don't grow weary. I mean, He's got tired at times. I've battled, I've done all I can do. Not sure where I'm going to go next. Take a stand. Amen. Pastor Perry and Pastor Lois, I have a prophetic word. The Lord is saying that this is even a new season for this ministry and for you guys. And the Lord is saying not to lay waste or let go of the foundations of the prophetic word that I have set in this house, says the Lord. And the Lord says, even those that have come and even those that have left, the Lord says, I am releasing a new word of a new authority and new relationship in this house. And the Lord says, as you begin to release the words, as you begin to prophesy and as you begin to decree, the Lord says, I am going to open the doors of the community, says the Lord. And the Lord says, there will be finances available for this church. There will be grants available for this church, says God. And the Lord says, I will fund even the ministry work, even within the city, says God. For there is specific ones, even in the marketplace, and there are specific ones, says your God, even in the political arena in the city, says God, that I am going to connect you with. I am going to show you specific key people to minister to. And the Lord says, when you release the word, it will be just as if you were speaking to the dry bones. And the Lord says, they shall live. And the Lord says, I am going to give you specific words for different people that will shift their life, shift their very thinking, and they will come to know God in the midst of the population visible. The Lord says it's not going to be a hidden thing, but God says my word will be released in the midst of the community, and people will know that there is a shift and a change. And the Lord says this is a new season for this church, and the Lord says a new growth is coming, and the Lord says fear not, but continue to press into that which I have put within you, and don't, the word, what I was hearing is don't run away, but continue to fight. For the battle is His. The Lord says, allow that which I have placed in your heart and in your spirit, allow that to grow and to come to a new level in this new season. The Lord says, even in your quiet time at home, I'm going to give you specific plans and specific ideas for ministry. And the Lord says, it's not going to be thought of before, but the Lord says, I'm bringing uniqueness to this church to reach the community, says your God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for that word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. For the battle is His. Amen. All we have to do is position ourselves to see that God will move for us. Amen. The battle is not yours, but it is mine. You know what? David knew this when he faced Goliath. Come on, he knew it. Why? Because he had spent time with God, right? You know what? Even when he was out doing what his father had set him to do, tending the sheep. And some would say, well, he is completely out of the way. Kind of out of sight, out of mind. But David purposed in his heart that when he was out doing probably the least of all the work, something that a younger kid probably shouldn't have any problem doing, you know, he's got a lot of spare time, tending to the father's sheep. But David purposed in his heart, in the midst of what he was doing, to worship God and to seek Him. So no matter if you're in the marketplace or where you might be, purpose in your heart to seek God. David spent time with Him. He knew the King of Kings. He fought with the lion and the bear and he slew them. Who had his back? Huh? Who had his back? Come on. Let's just look at the natural for a moment. Just for a moment, let's look at the natural. We're talking about a young boy, I would venture to say, probably not even any bigger than my son Zachary, or maybe even Jesse. Taking on a lion. From head to toe, probably, or from head to tail, probably what, 10 foot in length? 500-600 pounds, probably? Huh? You wouldn't jump up and take him on? Really? You wouldn't trust your God enough to jump up and take him on? You need a word first. That might be hard to get right then because everybody would be leaving, I'd imagine. But not only did he kill a lion, but he killed a bear. In the natural, you know, a full-sized bear can be anywhere from 6 foot to 10 or 11 feet, depending on the bear. And weigh anywhere from 150 pounds up to 500-600 pounds. Big, in the natural. How many are looking at your circumstances and going, God, that's big. How do I take that on? And God's going, hello? It's not yours to deal with. Give it to me. Give it to me. The battle is mine. Submit yourself to me. Submit your life to me. Give everything that you are to me. Draw a line in the sand and stand and know that I am your God. Come on. He loves you enough to take care of any giant in your life. David knew it. In 1 Samuel 17:47, it says, "When all the assembly shall know that the Lord does not save by sword or spear." Now this is David speaking. "For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." Now see, I thought it was interesting that David come from the pastures into the battleground, into the battle camp. But when he spoke this, he didn't say, "I." He said, "Our hands." See, when one of us defeats an enemy, it becomes a victory for all of us. Why? Because we can gather around them and begin to learn what needs to be done and how God has done it for us. Our hands. The troop, the army. It wasn't just about what he done. It was about what God done through him for the entire army of Israel. We need to position ourselves. You will not need to fight in this battle. Amen. Where is your position with God tonight? I want to give you just a moment to think about this. I'd like everybody to close your eyes and ask yourself this question. Where is my position with God tonight? I hope that you are positioned with the Word of God. And I pray that you guys have taken a stand and are trusting in God to see His work fulfilled in your life. You may open your eyes. Where should we be positioned? Feedback. Where should we be positioned?
The foot of the cross.
The foot of the cross. I'm looking for something a little more specific. What was that? Seated in heavenly places. We are. The Bible says that we are seated. But when we're in the army, where should we be positioned? Now, front lines. Hallelujah. Say front lines. How many know when you have to face the enemy, you got to go to the front line to do it? You got to take him on. David had to take on Goliath. But let me tell you what. After Samuel anointed him and the Holy Spirit fell upon him, he didn't have any fear to start with. But I believe when he walked into the enemy's camp and he began to hear what all of these people were saying, how many know fear had gripped them? Not only had it gripped them through Goliath, but the men were all talking about it. Oh, who's going to fight him? Come on. But the Holy Spirit arose within him. I'll take him on. Because he knew that God had already brought him out of two fights. And he had won the battle on both of those. What's something a little bigger? What is that to God? It's not me. What's that to God? That's nothing. That's nothing. The battle is not yours. When you're looking at that circumstance, that battle is not yours. It's God's. We need to head straight for it. But we need to be loaded with the Word of God. We need to know that our foundation is upon the Word of God. We need to know that the Holy Spirit is arising within us to a new level of strength, a new level of anointing, a new level of power. And when we speak and decree the Word of God, it will not come back void, but it will accomplish everything that God has purposed it to accomplish. So when we face the enemy, just like David, I don't come at you with a spear. I don't come at you with the sword. I come at you in the power of God. Amen. In everything that you have spoken to me and my people, God will heap upon your head this day. The battle is not mine. The battle is God, and everybody here is going to know it. Come on. That's the kind of attitude we need to face our problems and circumstances with. Hey, you know what? I give it to God. That doesn't mean I'm going to quit working. It doesn't mean I'm going to quit moving forward in the purposes and plans of God in my life. What it means is I am going to serve God with all my might. I am going to give that circumstance and situation over to Him because it belongs to Him. The Bible says to cast all of our cares upon Him. I'm going to have some cares tonight. Issues, problems. You care about these things. Where does the Bible say put them? Come on. Church, it's pretty simple. The Word of God is pretty straightforward. If you read it, you believe it. If you trust in Him, you have something to stand on. But if you don't know the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, if you don't know His Word, there's nothing to stand on. But when we stand, we can watch and see God work in our life. When we stand, we can see God work in our life. How many know that God wants to work in your life? And we need to be able to face the enemy with confidence. Come on, if you don't know the Word, where's your confidence going to be? Your confidence is going to be, well, you know, it happened last week. It looks like it's going to happen again. So, where's the confidence? You look at the issue. Well, it happened last week. It's still here today, but you know what? I'm trusting God. Doesn't matter what I see. We sing a song at our church. Doesn't matter what I see or how I feel, we can overcome it. All things are possible with Him. Sorry, my iPad just went. That's an issue. There we go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We need to face our enemy with confidence. Verse 17. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Say, the Lord's with you. We shouldn't be arrogant or boastful, but confident and sure, because His Word says He will never leave you. And He will never forsake you. Yeah. My brother right here with the long hair. What's your name?
John.
John? John, I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying that this is a new season for you. And the Lord says, I've been growing you and I've been maturing you. And the Lord says, you've been faithful to allow me to re-sculpture the man in my image and likeness. And the Lord says that you've been faithful to allow me to do the little work in your life and to minister to your heart and to even do some healing and even resetting part of your life, says God. And the Lord says, even as you have been faithful to allow me to do this in this new season, the Lord says, I am going to grow you in the marketplace. I am going to open doors of opportunity for you to minister and to share what I have done in your life. And the Lord says, son, this is a year of taking a stand for you. This is a year of new growth. This is a year of new excitement. And the Lord says, I'm going to expand you even where your heart's desire has been. The Lord says, I will expand you in these arenas. And the Lord, are you married? You're not married, are you? I heard the Lord say, make me your first love, and I will establish the other. Make me your first love and consecrate yourself to me, says your God, and I will establish that which is your heart's desire. And the Lord says, believe me, I can set you up with the right one. So the Lord says, trust me and fear not. But the Lord says, continue to walk according to what I purposed in your heart. Continue to dig into my word. Continue to allow me to grow you, mature you, and mentor you. And the Lord says, set your feet steadfast in the house of God, and be trained and mentored, says your Lord. And the Lord says, fear not, for I am bringing forth that mantle upon you to be able to decree and to speak my word. And the Lord says, in the next few years, you're going to be seeing my word be established. The things that you speak and decree, the Lord says, I will bring a shift in those areas. And the Lord says, I will prove myself to you. And the Lord says, even now, even in your nighttime, when you lay your head, I'm going to wake you up with dreams. And the Lord says, I want you to keep a pen and pencil by your bedside to write down these things that I show you. And the Lord says, I will prove myself to you, says your God, in this new season. Father, we thank you for that word tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many love the Lord? You love the Lord tonight? Really? Really? Huh? Come on. Give him a shout of praise. Woo! Yeah. Yes, my brother right here. Yes. Gray sweater on. Yes, my black brother. Are you married? About to be. Would you stand up? Just you. What's your name?
Alan.
Stand up, Alan. Alan, I heard the Lord saying that he has made you to be a warrior in the kingdom of God. And the Lord says, I am going to grow you in this new season to levels far beyond what you can comprehend. And the Lord says, even in the marketplace, he says, I'm going to grow you and I'm going to set you up, says your God, so that I can prove myself to those fellow workers around about you. And the Lord says, son, look for the setup. Look for the setup. For God says, I am with you and I'll never forsake you. And the Lord says, even where the enemy says you can't do that, the Lord says, I will open the door of opportunity for you to share. And the Lord says, it won't cost you anything but your faithfulness, says the Lord. And the Lord says, son, in this season, I am going to make your path straight and I'm going to make it narrow. And the Lord says, I'm even bringing forth some new entrepreneurial ideas, even within you, says the Lord, to make money for the kingdom of God. And the Lord says, you've been faithful in the reading of the word. You've been faithful to stretch yourself in my kingdom, says God. And you've been faithful to do those things which I have asked you to do. And the Lord says, son, this is a new season for you, a new season of growth, a new season of maturity. And the Lord says, a new season of my power and anointing, says your God. And the Lord says, son, I'm going to open the doors to be able to go into the nursing homes and the highways and the byways. The Lord says, there are areas that you can walk into where no one else can. And the Lord says, I'm going to open those doors for you to minister, says your God. And the Lord says, you will minister with power and you will minister my anointing, says the Lord. And the Lord says, even when you lay hands upon those that are sick, the Lord says, you will begin to see the healings and the manifestations of my power and anointing in your life, says God. And the Lord says, son, this is a new season. Fear not, for the battle is mine. As you step in, the Lord says, I will be with you every step of the way. The Lord says, I have called you to be even like the David, to slay the giants in the land. And the Lord says, the words you decree, the words you speak, and the words that you share will bring forth life and not death, says your God. Father, I charge this word over my brother right now. Lord, release the anointing of the warrior spirit within him, God, that he will go forth in your power and authority, even as David did, and confront the giants in the land. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Isaiah 55:11. So shall my words be that go out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. Let's stand tonight. I'd like for you to find a partner tonight, if you would just find a partner, someone, preferably somebody you didn't come with. All right, real quick. Okay. Is that about right? All right. Did you find a partner? Someone you didn't come with? What I would like for you to do tonight is I'd like for you to hold hands with your partner. He's ready. How many believe that the battle is not ours? Okay. We're going to take just a moment, maybe a minute. We're going to pray in the Spirit. Okay. And I want you, as you pray in the Spirit, I want you to zoom in by the Spirit on the one that you're holding hands with. And I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you tonight of something to pray for or to decree that meets the circumstance or need in that person's life. Now, I want you to be bold. What God drops in your spirit, I want you to share it. How many here have been in on one-on-one before? Amen? Okay. We're all here. We know we can practice what God has put within us, right? Okay. By the Holy Spirit, you're going to decree that thing which drops into your spirit. How many know it's going to be edifying, right? It's going to be loving. It's not going to be something that tears them down, right? It's going to be encouraging. And I want you to decree it according to the Word of God. Now, when David went to battle, he went to battle with what he had. Even though Saul tried to put a lot of stuff on him, he hadn't tried it, and he hadn't went to battle with it. What he did know was what he had, a sling. And that's what he went to battle with. Now, as you're holding hands, the enemy's standing here telling you, you don't have the goods. You haven't read enough in your Bible today or this week. You missed it yesterday because you got mad and lost your temper. Okay? The enemy is standing here telling you these things. God says, go to battle with what I have given you. And trust in me, for the battle is mine. All right? And let's just take a moment and let's begin to pray in the Spirit. Yayando kola ha shola ra ya pasi pulu makunda ra ya kalani ra armasi shola ra ba kroya kuku shukora ya masi talani arma rona ra ra ba kura ra ba shola ra kusu umbo na maya tili ya ma ruto no kosho koso lore ya masi andiri ya ba kavana rona ra 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 di ya masi poro ro kosho lore ya kosa andali ra arma rona ra 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 di ya kala hala ro masi andoro kosho ndani ra armasi Kola ra ma sienda la lidia ra ma shola ra kusienda ro kola ra ma. Ola ra 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 lidia ba kusho toro koso nda la lidia ra ma sienda. Ianta ra 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 lidia ra ma sienda ro kosho la lidia kusienda ro kustia pasi pana matana. Landa ra 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 lidia kosho ro kusanda la lidia ra ma. Ronda ra 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 lidia ra ma shonda lidia ra ma sienda ra ma sienda ra ma si. Hallelujah. All right, let's go quiet for just a moment. Zoom in to what the Holy Spirit's speaking to you. Some of you may see it in a picture. Some of you may sense something. But zero in. Now I want you to trust in God and begin to share what God showed you. Begin to decree it. Go ahead. Hallelujah. All right, we should be finishing up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we should be finishing up. Hallelujah. All right, let's begin to find our seats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's begin to find our seats. Amen, amen, amen. Wow, this is awesome. You got to pay him first.
Oh, hey. All right, everybody. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Wrap it up. All right. Awesome. I think Pastor Tim still has a little bit more. Am I right about it? Do you have a little bit more?
Just have a scripture verse.
A scripture verse that we just can't wait to hear. Righto?
Okay. Am I still on? I want to leave you with this scripture verse. Isaiah 26:3. It says, there is perfect peace in him whose mind is steadfast upon him because he trusts in him. A different version reads, there is no fear in him whose mind is steadfast upon God because he trusts in him. I want to encourage you tonight. Trust in him, for the battle is his and not ours. Let's walk by his word and by his spirit. And let's stand when we've done all that we can do. And one of the key words there is trust. We have to trust him. If you don't trust him, you don't get anywhere. Right? If you don't trust your neighbor, you ain't going to go nowhere with him, right? Did I say that? That was, ain't a word? If a stranger come up to you and grabs you by the arm, you're not going to go anywhere with him, right? But if a friend that you trust comes up and says, let's go do this, you trust him. Because you have a relationship with him. You build a trust relationship because you know that person. Get to know your God. Dig into the Word. Read the Word so that you can come to a level of understanding of who He is and who He is in you. So that you can develop that trustworthiness with Him. So that you can walk by the Word of God and walk in the power and anointing of His Word. Because the battle is his and not ours. Amen. God bless you. Have an awesome day. Isaiah 26:3.
Okay, Isaiah 26:3, in case you didn't hear that. All right? Are you ready, girl? Okay. She's going to do announcements for us. Thank you, Pastor Tim. Excellent.
Thank you.
Yes.
Ron Wilson is going to start off with the first announcement. And we'll release the prophetic teams right now to get ready. So.
Hey, how many people feel they got connected with God tonight? A little bit closer.
Amen.
Amen. So did I. My name's Ron Wilson. I'm the pastor of Connections here at the church. And we had an amazing worship time tonight. Next Friday night, I want to invite you to something that we're going to also have here in this house at 7 p.m. on Friday the 13th. How many remember the story about Mary and Martha? And Jesus was there, and they were ministering to her. And they said, you know, don't rag on Mary. She's at my feet. She's chosen the best thing, just to sit at Jesus' feet. So next Friday night, we're just going to come and worship God and sit at his feet with zero agenda. on our plates and just come to worship and praise Him and just soak in His presence and let the Holy Spirit be Holy Spirit. So I just want to invite you to come here next Friday night, the 13th, at 7 p.m., and we're just going to worship and praise Him and sit at Jesus' feet. That's the best thing.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Just one more time, thank you, Pastor Tim. That was quite anointed, just what we needed. All right, I have some announcements that are in no particular order. The first one is, for those of you who have not been here and do not know how the personal ministry works, if you look on your card, there's a file letter. It will be A, B, C, D, E, F, something, and a number. And so you match up the file letter with the letter on the rooms. As you go back, you'll see some almost immediately after the area where you can get food, and then you'll see some like way on back, there's a gymnasium and so on. So that's how you know where to go. If you are getting both prophetic ministry and ministry from the healing team, I know a lot of people received healing already, but if you'd like to come back for the healing team, you go to your prophetic room first. If you would let the team leader know, a lot of times they'll minister to you first and then you come back up here. The healing ministry is in here in the sanctuary. So one of the things we asked that you do was if you want a fellowship, that you take it right on out there and enjoy each other. And there is food tonight. We ask that you please do not bring it in to the prophetic rooms, though, because it makes the people who are doing ministry really, really hungry, and then it's hard sometimes to concentrate. So please, please don't. Eat first, and then go back to the prophetic rooms. Okay? I guess I also want to encourage you that, you know, that what you sow is what you reap, and so as you are going to the prophetic rooms, or if you're here for healing ministry, that you would really be praying for the other people that are receiving ministry. You know, as generous as you are to them, you receive that back, and that really makes it easier for the ministers as well. Oops. I would also like to announce that the April speaker for Friday night at the center is Randy Miller from Bethel Ashland, so we will welcome him. I think that I have actually, there is no child care, so would you please make sure that you take your children with you wherever you're going to the ministry room. You know, we just, and also that's very often the team leaders will give you preference if you have children with you, but they should be with you at all times because we don't have child care. So I think those are all the announcements. So I just ask now that you would just go in peace and grace and just thank God for what He's done tonight. And I'm just so glad to have you all here with us.